Members of the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire elected a new bishop yesterday. His name is Gene Robinson, and he will become the first openly gay Episcopal bishop in the country. But as New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon reports, Robinson first must get the consent from the National Episcopalian Community next month.
At a Mass in Concord St. Paul's Church yesterday, Episcopal clergy and lay leaders met to pray and to vote. They chose from four candidates. The winner needed a simple majority of votes from both the clergy and the lay delegates. Retiring Bishop Doug Thurner read the vote tally.
Gene Robinson, 58 in the clerical order, 96 in the...
The Reverend Canon Gene Robinson, Bishop Thurner's assistant of 16 years, joined his boss at the altar. His family also got a standing ovation. His partner, his son-in-law, and his two daughters from a previous marriage all had tears in their eyes.
You'll get used to me boo-hooing because I'm just that way. So I'll get through this even if I cry a little bit. I've had a lot of time to pray about this and to consider this, and I accept...
But Robinson also acknowledged that his sexual orientation is an affront to conservative factions of the Episcopal Church.
The world is hurting out there, and the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Communion worldwide is divided by lots of things. We will show the world how to be a Christian community. We can get through this, whatever the future will bring, if we keep coming to this altar rail and accepting what God has to give us.
The Reverend David Jones, the rector of St. Paul's Church, says Robinson will make a wonderful bishop.
I've grown a lot in my understanding and acceptance of the ministry of gays and lesbians, a lot of it through the ministry of Gene, who I've known for the past 12 years. And I got to tell you, the Spirit works through that man. And so how can I say God's not allowed to do that?
Robinson had a home field advantage over candidates from other dioceses, but Jones says the delegates did not vote to make a political point.
I think what happened in here this morning was clearly an exercise in spiritual discernment. Those who want to believe it was political and, you know, that this is the left winning over the right, I can't change their opinion, but I can tell you, I don't think that's true.
Jones didn't have much opportunity to celebrate. A woman was sitting on the stairs in the church's lobby crying, and he went over to comfort her. Later, while the rest of the delegates ate sandwiches, Susan Cloutman, who goes to the Church of the Redeemer in Rochester, New Hampshire, explained why she was so upset.
I feel that it's moving away from my interpretation of Scripture. I'm moving. I'm going to go to another church. I love the Episcopal Church, and I love the family I have in them. So tomorrow I'll go to church and sing in the choir and say goodbye.
As bishop-elect, Robinson's name will go before the national leadership of the Episcopal Church at the General Convention in July. Both the House of Bishops and the House of Delegates must vote to give their consent before he is consecrated as bishop next year. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.